When it comes to stopping misinformation, it's not the speech, it's the algorithms. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. What you see on social media isn't an accident. It's an algorithm. Programs that use data to decide what content will keep you online for the longest possible time so you'll see and click more ads. These algorithms are right up there with the secret recipe for Coke in business terms, and they're also the secret formula that helps misinformation and conspiracy theories and fake news spread so fast and so far. This week, Congress had a hearing to try to understand this dynamic and maybe regulate it. It's a topic for Quality Assurance, where we take a second look at a big tech story. Ina Fried is chief technology correspondent for Axios.
You know, I have a 8-year-old in second grade, and a lot of times for the math problem, it's not enough to just have the right answer. You have to show your work. And a lot of people feel algorithms should work the same way, that that's the only way to ensure that they're fair is to explain the methodology they use to come to a decision. It's harder to create an explainable algorithm, but it is possible.
We had this week where Facebook reported absolutely astronomical revenue. So obviously this is working. Do you think that if we get to a point where Congress is starting to circle closer and closer to this kind of central issue, that we'll see more pushback from companies because this is the moneymaker?
I think we'll see companies really try and join the process, which, you know, might be a better path forward anyway when you consider the odds of Congress actually coming up with rules on its own without the participation of the industry. If the federal government doesn't act, all it takes is California or another big state to pass their own rules, and basically the platforms will abide by it nationwide just because it's not possible to really craft a set of rules for one state and not for the rest of the country.
It sounds like you don't think it's likely that we'll actually see federal regulation come out of this.
Come on, these guys can't agree on anything. You know, I'm always skeptical of federal legislation being the answer to everything just because Congress is so divided.
Well, and I have to say, I mean, I think there's value in just seeing the recognition that this is a conversation about more than just what people say online. It's about understanding how the technology built by these companies plays a huge role in pushing that information far and wide and creating virality.
Definitely. The platforms use the power of the algorithm all the time for business reasons, but they've been very hesitant to use the algorithm as an enforcement mechanism. I mean, if you think about problematic content that isn't quite bad enough to ban, if you made it so that the only way someone saw that content is if they specifically went to the user feed of the person who posted it, almost nobody would see it. Mm-hmm. So at least if we're having this conversation, that's a step in that right direction.
And we have seen them twist the dials recently. Is that going to make it harder going forward for them to argue that they can't?
I think it is. And again, I think that's a good thing. I think, you know, they are going to face criticism for when they do that. I think people are wise to the technique now. When the right complains about shadow banning, this is actually what they're talking about. They're talking about when content that they like gets limited in the algorithm. And there's a big argument to be made that, you know, free speech is the right to say something. Nowhere in the Constitution does it give you a right to be amplified by a private company.
Ina Fried is chief technology correspondent for Axios. And now for some related links. We've rounded up some of Ina's reporting on this hearing in a piece she wrote earlier this week about a coalition of advocacy groups that's pushing the Biden administration to create a task force to figure out how to stop disinformation campaigns without infringing on free speech. And as much as it represents maybe good baby steps for Congress to be having this hearing, some watchers were not impressed with the hearing this week, including people like our friend of the show and regular guest Joan Donovan from Harvard, who actually testified, but then said later that lawmakers needed to go a lot deeper to understand how these companies determine what to amplify, what data they use, and how advertising plays into it all. Donovan told the committee in the hearing that nothing less than democracy is at stake. We've got a link to a couple stories about the shallow nature of the hearing and Donovan's critique on Twitter over at marketplacetech.org. There are also links to a couple write-ups about a potentially really interesting solution. See, earlier this year, researchers at the Stanford Program in Democracy on the Internet finished up a study on what they called big tech's influence on information. They determined that the problem isn't actually even the size and reach of social media companies. It is all about the algorithms. They propose a reform to Section 230 that would require companies to let users filter their news feeds using third-party transparent algorithms they call middleware. They imagine that the software from lots of different companies could verify accuracy and value of sources. And they wrote, quote, take over the editorial gateway functions currently filled by dominant technology platforms whose algorithms are opaque, which is actually quite fascinating. I've linked to the study and some write-ups about it as well. I'm going to noodle on this idea, middleware. At least it's a different way of thinking about things. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.